Ah, raga, this is another word for emotion, for liking, for pleasure. It usually arises from the memory of some pleasant object, or from an idea or person. It is, of course, an abstract term. There is another meaning for raga, because it is a specialized form of Indian musical composition. Arising from the first form of raga comes raga bhakti, which is the spontaneous flowering of spiritual love. Usually it is caused by some intense and unexpected experience or emotion. Another form of raga is raga dvesha, and that is the liking and disliking of people. We sometimes meet a person whom we like intensely at first sight, love at first sight it is called, or we also have the converse, we see a person and we most heartily dislike that person at first sight. These sensations are things which have to be eradicated by the developing person, because likes and dislikes, without apparent reason, are a sign of ignorance and a failure to succeed on a spiritual basis. Raja Yoga, Raja is royal, so Raja Yoga is often referred to as Royal Yoga. It is one of the four main ways which enables us to return to the great over-self. Raja Yoga trains the easiest angle. Have you a tightness in a calf muscle? And mankind to self-mastery. It teaches that one must not be dependent upon others but must master one's own difficulties oneself. Recharga, this is the process of expelling all possible air from the lungs so that fresh air can be taken in when one is practicing various breathing exercises. We will not deal with it here because Supplementa is devoted to different forms of breathing. Recreation. Do you know what recreation really is? Recreation, that is, creating anew. A person becomes dull and jaded by working too long at one particular thing. A person may be at a desk all day adding up columns of awful figures. At the end of the day the person looks dead on his feet, but then he goes out and recreates energy, that is, he obtains energy by engaging in a fresh form of exercise, or pastime, or work. Recreation is necessary if one is going to do one's best work in any particular line. Reincarnation. Reincarnation is the act of coming back to this material world from the spirit world. The time sense on a material world and that of the spirit worlds is quite different, and so one can learn lessons much faster on a material planet than one can in the spirit. People keep coming to Earth, or to other Earths, in much the same way as one goes to school. One leaves home in the morning and goes to school, where it is intended that one shall learn certain lessons. At the end of the school day one returns home. As one works through one class one is promoted to another class until one has learned, in theory, all that the school can teach, and then one goes on to a higher grade of school, and from school to a college or university. In much the same way one comes to this earth, and then keeps coming back to the earth to enter different classes. When one has learned that which the earth can teach one moves on to a different world, just as the adolescent moves on to a higher class at school. Relaxing, it is essential that a person be able to relax, and few people can because they are too impatient, too anxious to get results without doing anything. One can relax anywhere. Sit down, slump down, in a chair. Examine, mentally, your muscles one by one. Is your foot at the easiest angle? Have you a tightness in a calf muscle? And how about your back? Are you really sitting in that position which it is no strain to maintain? Examine yourself mentally area by area. Make sure that all your muscles are slack, really slack. Are you sure everything is slack? Then how about your face? Why is your mouth pursed up like that? Why are your eyelids so tightly squeezed together? Relax. Relax your muscles. Imagine that you have just fallen out of an airplane and you are sprawled on the ground. You would be relaxed then, all right. If you can relax all your muscles so that you are not under constant muscular tension, your health will improve. Try it. Rights. It is the right of all mankind to be able to travel along the path of spirituality. People do not usually realize that all men are equal in the sight of God. In the same way, all souls are equal in the sight of God, no matter whether they be black, yellow, or white. It is known that there is no segregation off this earth. Too often rights are limited by a form of communal law which, is intended to benefit only the members of that community. Tribal law was the same. Tribes had laws which benefited only the tribe to which they applied. The stranger is always wrong. The foreigner in a country is always the one who gets the wrong end of the stick. The alien is always suspect, always misunderstood, always penalized. The alien is that which does not belong, and thus is an object bereft of the sympathy and understanding of others. It is said that blood is thicker than water, but until the parochial thinking people realize that the person of another tribe or community has equal rights, until the people of one country realize that people of another country also have a right to live, then there can be no real understanding or progress on earth. Rishi, this is a saint, or a good living person, or one who has mediumistic abilities. Usually a rishi is a person who has in some way been responsible for the sacred scriptures of a religion. Rishi, an inspired seer. Rites are disciplines, and whether they be pagan rites or civilized rites depends upon whether you are referring to the other fellow or to yourself. The Catholic Church, as an example, has a very involved ritual, and in all countries where pageantry is used it is with the purpose of attracting people together, of holding them by this form of uniformed discipline. Rites are things which cause one to have a certain frame of mind, because in having a certain frame of mind one can be attuned to the reception of, or perception of, certain things. Rosary, many religions use a rosary, a string of beads, so that the person who is saying prayers or mantras can, by fingering the beads, remember to say the prayers in a certain order or the correct number of times. A rosary is merely an elementary form of calculator which tells the subconscious that a thing is being done in the right order, or in the right number. Fingering a rosary often gives a soothing effect to people and overcomes that age-old problem of not knowing what to do with one's hands. S. Sadhana. This is a word which relates to various spiritual disciplines. Sadhanas are especially four means of attaining freedom from desires. It is also part of Dhamma, see under Dhamma. The disciplines of freedom from lust and similar, and need not be detailed because this whole book is devoted to them. Sadhu, a holy man, maybe a hermit, but particularly a monk. A person who leaves a lamasery or monastery and wanders among the people is given the term sadhu in much the same way as among Christians a similar person would be called father or reverend. Sahasrara, this is the highest of the physical centers of yogic consciousness. It is the seventh, and although, as previously stated in this book, there are nine centers, only seven are named in the West. Sahasrara is also called the thousand-petaled lotus, and a clairvoyant can see this emerging from the top of the head like a fountain of golden light, and all the petals around the base are of every different color imaginable. Samadhi, this is a special state of being more than acutely aware of reality. In certain stages, when a person has progressed far, one gets to an upper conscious state in which one is aware of divine realities, which cannot be proven but of which one knows that they are true. It is also a special form of knowledge in which one receives spontaneous enlightenment. A person can be pondering upon the meaning of a word, and one can have a sudden flash of revelation which gives instantly and unexpectedly the whole meaning of that which had been pondered upon. Samana, at the center of the solar plexus there is what is usually termed a vital force. It is an emanation which can clearly be seen by any developing clairvoyant. The color is affected by the gastric secretions in the vicinity, and thus most times it is of a cloudy green, something like jade, or, when slight digestion is proceeding, it may be like a yellowish form of milk color. Samatva, tranquility of temperament, placidity of mind, an entire absence of discontent, dislike, or antagonism. A state of mind where one is able to consider dispassionately, without bias or rancor. Samsara, people come to the earth in a cycle of birth, living, death, planning, and rebirth time after time in an endless cycle which remains endless until one progresses through every sign and every quadrant of the zodiac, and learns that which has to be learned, learns that which liberates one from the ties of the flesh, and thus from the necessity of reincarnating. Sankhita karma, many people regard karma as cruel, relentless, implacable, but that is not so. people can have a lot of their karma set aside, that is, put in cold storage to see how the unlucky possessor manages. Then, if the person makes progress and honestly tries to help others, his stored karma can be forgiven him, for as you forgive others their sins against you, so shall others forgive you the sins you have committed against them. The God of all is merciful and just, but with a justness tempered and modified by compassion. No one born of earth is ever called upon to suffer more than is his or her limit. No one ever has to pay back that which would be crippling. Thus it is that stored karma can be voided, bypassed, discarded, if the person being saddled with such karma proves that he or she is worthy of forgiveness. As an illustration, let us assume that a person has been very cruel indeed in the past. Karma does not mean that a person has to suffer cruelty because of that, because if a person is reborn and strives conscientiously to atone by kindness, then the karmic cruelty is discarded. Sannyas, this actually refers to a life of complete self-denial. It is usually said in the case of a person who has entered a lamasery or a monastery and who has dedicated the whole of progress, unless he freely gives, unless he is willing to sacrifice that which he wanted for himself and give it for the good of others. This is the last of the four stages into which the life of an individual is divided. There is a second meaning of sannyas, and it is an initiation during which a person preparing to be a monk takes the final vows of complete renunciation and withdrawal from the world. Sarasvati, most religions have a divine mother. There is a divine mother of the Christian belief, a divine mother of the Lamastic belief, and a divine mother as a consort of Brahma. Sarasvati is the goddess of learning and the patron saint of the arts. S.A.T. This in a Western term could be likened to absolute existence, or a pure being not upon the earth. It is the reality, the over-self, that which we shall become if we behave ourselves and wait long enough. Satya, this means truthfulness, an abstention from deceiving others. It is known as the second of the abstinences. One must be completely truthful, completely honest with oneself, as with others, if one is to make progress. Satya Yuga, this is the first of the four world periods. Various religions divide world periods into a certain number of years, and Satya Yuga, also known as Kripta, divides the periods into 1,728,000 years. Seances, it is surprisingly easy to get in touch with the other side. It is surprisingly easy to get in touch with their mentals who pretend to be one's dearly departed friend or relative. There are certain people, not necessarily evolved, not necessarily good, not necessarily bad, but certain people who, through some quirk of metabolism, can raise their vibration so that it approximates to the harmonic of a fundamental vibration of some entity in the astral world. It may be that the person, who is then called a medium for communication, receives information from some person who has recently, or not so recently, left the world. It is highly dangerous to use such messages unless the medium is extremely well known, that is, unless you know that the medium is beyond suspicion. By this it is not meant that the medium will necessarily cheat you, but she may not have the intellectual or educational attainments which will enable her to discriminate between that which is fraudulent and that which is genuine. In general, people who have passed beyond this life are far too busy to send senseless messages. They have a job to do, perhaps preparing for a fresh incarnation. So Aunt Fanny will not come back and remind you to water the flowers, or tell you that her long-lost will is in the third drawer down of the old doorboy. Shakti, here again we have the mother of the universe. The mother is the principle of primal energy. She is that which creates, preserves and ends the universe. It is, also, the forces seen in the manifested universe. The world here is a negative world, so the negative principle is the feminine principle. When we move beyond this world, we move to a positive world. We move, in terms of esoteric law, to the God world. Here on earth we are in the goddess world, the negative principle. The powers which come from the goddess principle are those to do with clairvoyance, clairaudience, telepathy, psychometry, and similar, and these powers also embrace those which are thought pictures which arise without thought activity. A third power which comes from the female principle here, is the power of sound, The power of vocal expression, the power of composing music. It is a Hindu belief that one has to know of the grace of the God Mother before the true aspect of God becomes apparent. Shanti. In lamasaries and Buddhist monasteries, the word Shanti, which means peace, will be repeated at the end of a discourse. In Tibetan lamasaries, those who are having a meal are read to so that their thoughts may be distracted from the merely physical aspect of food. At the end of the reading, the lector will often say three times, Om, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. It merely means that it is an exhortation to peace, much as in certain Christian monasteries the words, Pax Vobiscum are repeated, meaning peace be with you. Shatsampati, a person who is studying with an advanced guru, with the aim of securing liberation from the lusts and desires of the flesh, will be taught in the main six things, which are, 1. Shana, which is the ability to remain tranquil and to direct one's thoughts, to control the mind so that the lusts of the body are set aside. 2. Dhamma. This is a system of disciplines which enables one to control the body after the mind has been raised to a state when body desires can be exorcised. 3. Upriti. This system teaches one not to desire the posses scenes of one's neighbor. It teaches one to become circumspect in choosing one's associates and one's possessions. It teaches one to be content with what one has. 4. Titiksha. This is the ability to endure cheerfully and patiently the difficulties which are thrust upon us by our evolving karma. 5. Shraya. Under this system one has to be sincere and honest with oneself and with others. One must tear away the illusions and the falsity which surround one. In Western terms it implies that one should cease to be a Waldamiti. 6. Samadhana. Here one is able to concentrate one's forces, one's abilities, to a single purpose. One is not turned aside by temporary distractions. Instead, one pursues a steadfast path, straight ahead to secure freedom from reincarnating. Shengzhen, this is what the Chinese call a wise man, one who has studied much, a sage, a good man, one who can control others with kindness and maintain discipline by kindness rather than by force. From it we have Shengwang, which is an ideal ruler, one who has inner wisdom together with the ability to be a good ruler. Shifei, this is the opposites, right and wrong, truth and lies or errors. That which is correct and that which is incorrect. Shiva, this is a word with many meanings. In the Hindu trinity of gods it means the god who dissolves us from the earth, the power called the destroyer which releases humans from the earth body. It is a god venerated by yogis who seek release from the flesh. We have three forms, which is birth, life, and death. There is a God which determines when we shall be born. There is a God which supervises us during life, and there is a God Shiva, which gives us release from earth in the form of death. Siddha, this is one who has progressed through the various cycles of incarnations, and is now a perfect soul, one who has not yet reached the stage of actual divinity, but who is progressing and is therefore at the stage of semi-divinity. From this we have Siddhi, this means spiritual perfection. It also means that one has considerable occult power. Silver cord, just as the newborn child is connected to its mother by the umbilical cord, so are we connected to our over-self by the silver cord. Just as the puppet is connected to the puppet master by a bit of string, so are we connected to our puppet master by the silver cord. The silver cord has its name because, being composed of rapidly rotating particles of all the colors in existence, it appears to be silver. The myriad colors reflect to the clairvoyant as a pure bluish-white silver. This cord is infinitely extensible, and it has no limitations. When a person is doing astral travel, the inner body separates from the outer sheath of flesh and floats away at the end of the silver cord in much the same way that you can let a kite up at the end of a cord. When the body demands the astral body, the latter is reeled in just the same way as a kite is reeled in. Everything that we do on earth is transmitted to the over-self by way of the silver cord. Anything the over-self wants to tell us is transmitted downwards to the subconscious, where the information is stored until we want it, transmitted downwards by way of the silver cord. When we come to death, then the silver cord thins and parts, Just as a baby dies to its mother when the umbilical cord is severed, so does the flesh body die to the over-self when the silver cord be severed and the golden bowl be shattered. The golden bowl, of course, is the nimbus or higher etheric force which surrounds the head during life and departs at a moment of death. Sin. What is sin? Sin is that which a group of priests at any time consider to be undesirable. Actually, it is a rather meaningless term. At present, procreation seems to be rather a sin, because it is stated that children are born in sin. How can they be? Without procreation, there would be no race and no priests. Sins include pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and laziness. These are the main sins, the parent sins, and all others derive from them. Pride, of course, is only a misunderstanding of our abilities. Covetousness disappears when the coveted article has been obtained. Lust is another name for the sexual drive without which the race would not continue, and sex was held out in days of old as a reward by the priest for those who obeyed the priests. Sex, in fact, now regarded as a major sin, used to be much favored by the priesthood for attracting the populace to the temples. The priests used to stage shows which would make anyone's eyes fairly stick out nowadays. The priests also used to make it a law that every unmarried woman in the land should once a year prostitute herself to any man who in the temple grounds offered her money. Sin is that which has been adjudged by the priesthood to be something which can weaken their own force, weaken their own power. The best way to avoid sin is to rigidly adhere to the rule "do as you would be done by." If you wouldn't like it to be done to you, then don't do it to anyone else. Do that, live by that, and you are safe. Soul, a much misunderstood word. It is our ego, our over-self, our puppet master, the real L. That spirit which is using our flesh body in order to learn things on earth which could not be learnt in the spirit world. Svata, this is something, perhaps a thought, or some special sound, such as Om, which makes the mind open like a blossom in the sunlight. It is something which stimulates our mind to unexpected awareness. It is that for which we strive upon earth in order that we may become enlightened beings. Sponges, you may wonder what sponges have to do in a dictionary like this. But there are many people who are just human sponges. They suck up information which remains as an undigested mass inside the brain. It is useless information. Human sponges are often do-gooders. They know everything in theory, but they lack the application. They can only do good in theory, they are not able or sufficiently evolved to really do anything to help. Human sponges suck up information without obtaining any selfishness around them, and then wonder why the world does not bow down in veneration. Sri, this merely means reverend, or holy, when it is used as a prefix to a holy personality or a sacred book. Otherwise it is used in much the same sense as English people use the word Esquire, or the Americans use Mr. Srimati, a form of address prevalent in India. It is the equivalent of Miss or Mrs. or Senorita or Senora. There is nothing mystical, nothing religious about it, it is just a generic form of address for ladies with or without culture. S.S.U. to Ann, this is the four essentials to humanity. 1. Being human. 2. Having the right sort of righteousness. 3. Having a correct sense of propriety. 4. Having mature wisdom. Stages of life. There are four main divisions of life. The first, 1. A child has been born, and through experience it develops and learns. The whole faculties of the body are being developed and improved. At this stage the person is able to learn fairly rapidly and without great effort. 2. This second stage is a stage during which a person takes employment, and gets married. The learning here is enough to keep the job, to get promotion, to raise a family, and to make enough money in order to prepare for stage 3. 3. In stage 3 the person has retired, or is about to retire. There is more cultural activity, and more time to devote to the things which have not been attended to before. 4. In the fourth stage one digests the experiences of the lifetime, and is able to send impressions along the silver cord to the over-self of all the gleanings of the life to date. The higher self does not start to profit greatly until the fourth stage. Stones, are materials which can exert a very great influence upon us, upon our thoughts, upon our health, and upon our fortunes. Thus it is that at the end of this dictionary there is a special supplement, Supplement B, devoted exclusively to stones, their nature, their influence, etc., and it is advised that you carefully read Supplement B. Subconscious. The subconscious has the greater part of one's makeup. We are only 1/10 conscious, and 9/10 subconscious. The average human is not able to tap the knowledge of the subconscious, but when the average human ceases to be average and becomes an adept, the whole of the subconscious can be examined for knowledge, and everything that has happened in human life is contained within the subconscious. Subtle body. The subtle body consists of 17 complete components. They are, 1. Sight. 6. Tongue. 2. Hearing. 7. Hands. 3. Smell. 8. Feet. 4. Taste. 9. Organ of excretion. 5. Touch. 10. Organ of generation. The other 7 include various items such as breath control, digestion control, mind, and intellect. Sushumna, when the Kundalini becomes awakened, it passes through the centers of consciousness which are actually located in the Sushumna. The Sushumna is a channel in the subtle body which is straight through the interior of the spine. It starts right at the bottom of the spine and goes right up to the top. The spine, in effect, then, is a tube, the hollow part of which is the Sushumna. Outside the Sushumna are 2 other channels, the one on the right is the Pingala, and the one on the left is the Ida. They coil upwards and later unite. These are 3 channels give rise to the Trinity, which is common to most religions. Sutra. This is a terse sentence containing a general doctrine. It is a system whereby much truth is compressed into little space. In the East, the Vedanta and Yoga Sutras are the best known illustrations. Svaha. This is a mantra uttered after a prayer or during parts of a religious ceremony. It means the same as Amen. In other words, so be it. Swadhisthana chakra, this is located around the area of the reproductory organs. It is in the shape of a lotus containing 6 petals. In a poorly evolved, lustful person, the color of the petals will be a very dark brown red, a most unpleasant color indeed. As the person becomes more evolved, the brownish part of the red disappears and becomes brighter red. When a person is evolved, the color changes to orange-red, and the greater the degree of spirituality, the more yellow there is and less red. There is a hollow center to the flower in which appears radiations, the exact form of which depends upon the state of evolution of the person to whom it is attached. Swami. This is much the same as a guru. It is a master or a spiritual teacher. It is used preceding the name of the person, Swami so-and-so, and is merely the same as Professor Holiness, or similar. It is a title which is given when one has reached the stage at which it is deserved. If you want to be very respectful to a Swami, you will call him Swamiji. T-I-C-H-I. The wise men of China use Tai Chi to indicate that to which we return upon leaving this world. It is the ultimate, or the end of all things incarnate. It is reunion with one's over-self, and a state which upon earth one can only liken to bliss. Talk. It is a sad fact that so many people talk too much, and about things of which they have no knowledge. People get hold of half a story, and they immediately rush away to their nearest and dearest and make a story and a half out of it, and complete fiction at that. People should be like the 3 wise monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, and say no evil. People should be like the wise old owl who believes that those who talk least hear most. Most people emit a torrent of sound like the falling waters of Niagara Falls. They babble, they drivel, they open their mouths and let all their rambling, unsorted, senseless thoughts come pouring out in a cacophony of unrelated sound, discordant sound, too. When a person is talking, a person is not learning, and if a person does not learn, well, they come back to this earth until they do learn. The best thing that most people could do would be to put a sticking plaster over their lips, and keep their ears wide open. Downers, this is inertia, laziness, prejudice. It is that which enables things to maintain a constant form.